At their last meeting, City Council debated a motion that could see the designation of playgrounds as child safety zones. The motion, brought forward by Councillor Connie Glenn, asked staff to look at potential amendments to the city's parks bylaw and community standards bylaw to create child safety zones or sensitive use zones within 50 meters of public playgrounds, schools, daycares, splash pads, and organized children's sports fields. These zones would prohibit the erection of temporary shelters, the possession or use of drug consumption paraphernalia, and open-air drug use in those areas.
Bringing this motion was something that took me a while to come around to, and it's in response to what have been real concerns over the last 3 years, particularly from parents about drug paraphernalia in parks and playgrounds. But I also have brought this in response to what's an ongoing crisis that we don't really talk about in the same way anymore. We talk about vulnerable persons, but what we're not talking about is that we have an ongoing drug crisis. We have an opioid crisis. And we need to be considering that our community and our environment has changed drastically. What we're seeing are things in playgrounds that children don't understand. And even the smallest exposures can be toxic and life-threatening to children. So small amounts left on paraphernalia can have a huge health impact on children, long-lasting. And we've seen cases of this in other municipalities. There were reports in Ottawa, a two-year-old who actually was found with a needle in their mouth. I want to quote from actually the AMO report in 2024 on this situation in our cities, and that the pathway forward on the opioid crisis cannot be a debate between public safety and public health. It must be a balanced approach. There is no healthy community that isn't also safe, and there is no safe community where people aren't also healthy. So this is about striking a balance, about recognizing that children truly are among the most vulnerable in our society, and that even despite our best efforts to monitor parks, are creating a situation where parents are afraid and concerned. And we are duty-bound to represent all of our constituents, the smallest to those in the most difficulty. And this creates a clear understanding of the expectations. So I hope you see this as a motion that is about harm reduction for children, about clear boundaries for everyone in the community.
Currently, the Parks and Community Standards bylaws regulate activities in public spaces to a certain degree. But this motion looks to expand upon that. For example, the Community Standards bylaw as it stands prohibits drug paraphernalia within 15 meters of a playground, but there are no broader safe zone designations. Glenn pointed to other Ontario municipalities, including St. Catharines, Sarnia, and Greater Napanee, that have introduced similar public space regulations. However, the motion drew concern from local residents and councillors alike. Kingston resident Christine Bedard spoke before council against adding new bylaw provisions.
I'd like you to indulge me for a moment and imagine my grandchildren running across the park, laughing as they chase each other, climbing on the playgrounds, playing with the equipment and or skipping along a trail. I watch them closely because I want them to be safe. But I also know that sometimes, even when we're careful, children sometimes stumble and fall. When that happens, I want them to be met with care and support, not punishment. That same compassion should extend to everyone in our city. What helped me was compassion, not fines or exclusion zones. What helped me was people who saw my worth and lifted me up. Criminalizing homelessness doesn't create safety. It drives people further into isolation and despair. I want to live in a city where compassion, support, inclusion guide our actions, where every person is given a chance to rise even after they've fallen.
Councillors also noted several practical and legal challenges. City staff detailed how fines often fail to deter behavior if people are unwilling or unable to pay them. Bylaw enforcement and Kingston Police have also both faced resource limitations, and following through consistently on such measures would be difficult. But the biggest obstacle came from a 2023 Ontario Superior Court decision. The ruling in the Bell Park encampment case found Kingston's bylaw banning overnight sheltering unconstitutional, violating the charter rights of unhoused residents. Council's legal team warned that any new restrictions concerning people sheltering in public spaces could conflict with the existing court orders from Justice Ian Carter or trigger a new charter challenge. For this reason, Councillors Ridge and Brandon Tozzo, among others, could not support the motion.
There is a significant problem when it comes to drug paraphernalia being left at children's playgrounds. Something that I deal with all the time. I was talking to a dad who found 4 crack pipes at Friendship Park last week. As you can imagine, he was very happy about that when he was taking his children out. I feel that there's a lot of potential legal risk with moving forward with this motion as it currently exists. I do want to finish by saying that I really respect the intention of the mover and the seconder. I have these difficult conversations with parents all the time. And I do think that one of the many things that are required for this is additional accountability. But I question that it's within our ability as a municipality to provide that.
When we got that ruling from the court, it basically said that charter protections allow people to shelter overnight in public parks, and that is protected, and the city has followed those charter-related protections. I want to also highlight the fact, I went to Third Avenue Park this weekend with my 2 kids, and there was an encampment about 30 meters away from, well, 10 meters away from Third Avenue Park. So I live this. This is in my district. I live this every day. I get where this is coming from. I just think we're opening ourselves up to a very significant charter challenge based on the reading of this motion, based on not allowing encampments overnight in public parks. I get where the community is at. I get wanting to protect kids, but I can't open up the city to liability. I don't think that's in our broader public interest as council. Because of that reasoning, I cannot support this motion. Thank you.
Still, some councillors, including Councillor Jeff McLaren, who seconded the motion, and Councillor Gary Osterhoff, felt the concept deserved further consideration.
Let's hear, get all the facts. We're not making a decision on the bylaw at this point. City staff will come back with a plan and a recommendation. That recommendation might be, let's not do this. But if we don't get all the information, then we are guessing based on presumptions that may not be true.
I think we have an obligation when it comes to child safety. I think that this, I'm going to thank the mover and the seconder for framing it this way, which gives us opportunity to look at it and to bring light to it and to put best practices together. I think that's good governance, and we ought to support this.
After nearly an hour of discussion, Councillor Connie Glenn amended her motion, hoping to give staff more flexibility to bring back recommendations.
You know, we're not at the stage of contemplating a bylaw, but I do think that we need to move forward with giving consideration for what we're going to do in this very changed world that we're living in. And I don't think that this is out of order. Other municipalities are moving this direction because we aren't making headway.
But some councillors were still not convinced. Councillors Ryan Boehm and Tozzo suggested she withdraw it and return later with a revised version.
We've heard all the concerns. We've looked at them, we've heard the concerns from legal. We're now trying to fix this on the floor, sort of at the last minute, but that's not the right way to go about this. So I'm not going to support the amendment. I'm not going to support the motion as it stands unamended either. My advice to the mover would be to withdraw it at this time, to go back to speak with legal, and to come up with a better plan to move this forward. Because I think everybody around this table understands what you're trying to do. But the approach here has not been the right way to do it. And we are going to end up with a can of worms and a whole bunch of unintended consequences, which I don't think anybody wants.
I just want to echo Councillor Boehm. I think that the intent behind this, I think there's good stuff here. I think it would be just worthwhile to withdraw this motion and come back with something that, after speaking to legal and bylaw and police, and do a little bit more work on that regard. I'm not going to support this as it is, and I'm not going to support the motion.
Mayor Brian Patterson also urged Glenn to withdraw the motion and take more time to find middle ground.
I actually want to thank you for tackling this issue. It's a very sensitive, it's a very challenging, very difficult issue. You make reference to the fact that there are other communities across the province that have tried to do this, right? And institute a public spaces bylaw of some kind to regulate sensitive uses. I actually think that there's real value in that. So I don't necessarily share some of the concerns around the table. If you feel that this is something that you would like to go forward on its current side. I think the concerns that I have would probably hold me back, but I'm hoping that regardless of what happens tonight, that we can continue to work on this. Again, there's no perfect solution to this, but I do get what you're trying to do, and I think there's value to it. So I'm just going to say that, but just, again, just expressing those certain concerns, perhaps a motion to defer might be a good way to kind of explore some common ground.
In the end, Councillor Glenn withdrew the motion, acknowledging council's concerns.
So I had hoped that we could move this forward this evening, but given the overwhelming concerns coming forward and understanding that if I proceed right now, the situation that we're going to be in is that I can't bring this and none of us can bring this again for a year. So I think that that's unfair, because really what we're doing here is we're going to go ahead and get all of that advice, and it would be brought to us. So I will withdraw the motion.
However, she did give notice that she intends to bring back a revised version in the near future, one that could balance community safety and legal obligations more effectively. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.